One of Wisconsin's best-known Democrats is joining President Trump's administration. Well, actually, it's someone who runs for office as a Democrat, despite regularly espousing conservative views. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. He announced on Wednesday that he plans to join the Department of Homeland Security, reporting to Secretary John Kelly. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, Clark will be remembered here in part for his colorful, even controversial, behavior.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark took office in 2002 when then-Governor Scott McCallum appointed him to fill a vacancy. Clark has won every election since, and many people expected he'd run again next year. That was until Wednesday, when the sheriff appeared on WISN Radio to announce he's leaving for Washington, D.C.
You know, I said from the beginning after President Trump was elected, if asked to serve, I would. And, it's just time to move on.
Clark says he will serve in a liaison role in the Department of Homeland Security, strengthening its collaborations with state and local law enforcement agencies.
It's going to be a huge learning curve for me. I want to get in there and figure out the landscape, learn the people that I'll have that interplay with, and then figure out, after I talk to Secretary Kelly, then figure out, a strategy to create this better liaison between the Department of Homeland Security and our state. Local and our state and local partners, tribal partners.
Clark says he's humbled by the job offer and almost overwhelmed by the huge undertaking. His tone may come as a surprise to observers who've become used to the African-American sheriff sounding more like he did on this podcast the last few years.
Let me tell you why blacks sell drugs and involve themselves in criminal behavior instead of a more socially acceptable lifestyle. Because they're uneducated, they're lazy, and they're morally bankrupt.
There was also Clark's appearance at the RNC nominating convention last summer. There, he blasted the Black Lives Matter movement.
What we witnessed in Ferguson and Baltimore and Baton Rouge was a collapse of the social order. So many of the actions of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter transcends peaceful protests and violates the code of conduct we rely on. I call it anarchy.
In spring a year ago, Clark painted people demonstrating for immigrant rights with a disparaging broad brush in an interview on Fox News.
It's a conglomeration of misfits. You have rowdy juveniles, you have criminals, you have cop haters, you have university students, you have organized labor, and there's a spattering of well-intentioned people who are being used in this and are put out front to put on a good face.
Clark went on to call the demonstrators part of a dangerous and totalitarian movement who only will respond to one thing, force, a solution he backs.
I'm talking about reasonable force by law enforcement, but I'm also talking about law-abiding citizens standing up for their constitutional rights and not have their constitutional rights trampled down at these rallies. I'm not encouraging them to start the fight, but I'm one of those that comes from the school. If a fight is inevitable, hit first and hit hard.
As Clark's rhetoric grew more provocative, he became the darling of conservative organizations who've given him awards and gifts and paid for his travel. Yet critics also have lined up, political foes, immigrant rights groups, and people concerned about recent deaths at the Milwaukee County Jail. And a state representative called for Clark's ouster after the sheriff had deputies detain a fellow airplane passenger for giving him a disapproving glance. As criticism grew, Clark began to blast news outlets for their reports, calling them fake news. He made this comment on WISN Radio last month.
The media here has become the echo chamber and the propaganda wing of this political jihad that started ever since I helped Donald Trump get elected president of the United States. If you look at the timeline, that's kind of where it starts.
These days, Clark speaks very little to local reporters and instead posts responses to issues on Facebook. He told WISN Radio yesterday that he announced his departure on its airwaves because it has always treated him well. In fact, he told the station about his plans before he informed Republican Governor Scott Walker. It'll be up to Walker to name a replacement for Clark after the sheriff leaves office next month. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.